Back here on the DDC here on this rainy Thursday. Remember, be cognizant of the weather this afternoon. Not sure what we're getting into, but it could get a little messy this afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Let's bring in Eric Young. We'll tell you what he's got up his sleeve the night before the big Stadium Series game, which, by the way, you realize we are, Willie, we are, what, 9 days away?
Yeah, a week away from the Pecorine ceremony, and then 9 days from the Stadium Series game. Let's hope we get better weather that day.
We got a 9 day forecast. 9 days. Did we got a 9 day forecast?
That's a good question.
What is that 9 day forecast?
No, I think when they say the weather change, you know, if you don't like the weather in Nashville, just check again a little bit later. So I don't think you can, you know, we have any idea what 9 days is going to be like. Yeah. But hopefully it's better than today. Eric, what's up?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while. How you been?
Yeah, I've been really good. I've got no tricks up my sleeve because I'm a wrestler and I don't wear sleeves.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I'm hoping Mother Nature gets all this crap out of her system. Look, at people in Nashville got too much to look forward to that weekend, and we need good weather.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're going to get the party started, I think, the night before. I saw the people that are going to be in appearance. Pretty cool list you gathered there. What? Tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah, so we did a kind of an impromptu one of these. It started as an idea of a place for me and my friends to get together on New Year's. Since living in Nashville, I've always had a New Year's party at my house, and we're going to be down in Dallas for the Winter Classic, and it's like, well, what do we do now? And so it started as a small get-together and turned out to be about 2,500 people at Brain Dead Brewery, all wearing Predators gear. We took over this bar and this whole area of downtown Dallas. It was amazing. So we're like, well, we got to blow it out and do it even bigger. So me, the Renegades of Puck, and a bunch of people have teamed up with Tailgate Brewery. We're going to be doing the hometown freakout, we're calling it, home base freakout. Everybody's invited. We got, I mean, like you said, that poster that's going around on digital media right now. The guest list is crazy. We got Mace, we got Hal Gill, we got Mike Fisher, we got Bobby Ryan, we got Ryan Smith, we got Allie Lacombe, we got Teresa Walker, we've got maybe Greg Wyshynski. I think Willie Dees is going to make an appearance.
I will be there.
Kara Hammer, we're hoping, Lindsay Rowley. Like, we're hoping that, you know, everybody in the hockey community, and, you know, I'm a Canadian. I grew up in Canada, spent 24 years there, moved to Nashville in 2004. And just absolutely fell in love with this city and fell in love with the sports community of this city. And anybody who knows, I played hockey my whole life, wanted to be a hockey player. That's how I introduced myself to most people, failed hockey player and professional wrestler. And just we want to celebrate the amazing community that the Nashville Predators have helped to cultivate in this area. You know, there's at any one time, there's 12 sheets of ice, 365 days a year, people playing hockey at all hours of the day, from young kids to 60-year-olds, and it's amazing. We want to celebrate that awesome community, and that's what we're going to do at the Home Base Freakout on the 25th of February.
So Bobby Ryan lives here, right?
He does, yeah. He lives half of the year here and half the year in Idaho, I believe. I don't know what he's doing in Idaho, but I mean, it makes sense here. I mean, you know, the secret's out, unfortunately, that this is an amazing place to live, which is why the housing prices are insane. But, you know, like, I'm definitely not an original, but I've been here since 2004. And anybody that comes here or lives here for, you know, even a small amount of time, they figure out what I figured out in 2004, that this is an amazing place to live.
Yeah, maybe he's with fish. Maybe he's an outdoorsman. Maybe he's doing a little hunting, fishing. I don't know. I don't know what you do in Idaho for half the year. You got me.
Yeah, I don't
sleep.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Look at the trees.
Look at the trees. That's bird watch.
Not a bad pastime. Yeah.
No. Sleep. Get caught up on your sleep, I guess. I don't know. Ryan Smith, I know, is here as well. Does stuff with the Junior Preds. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, all the sports. I mean, it's just amazing. We've stopped being, you know, like shocked or surprised the names you hear of people moving here. And it's no different than the hockey community.
Yeah.
Constantly big name hockey players are just, I mean, I remember the first time I learned Ryan Smith was, I was like, Ryan Smith lives in Nashville? What?
Yeah.
This was years ago.
So
yeah, right. Exactly. And I was like, he lives in Nashville. What? But you know, I think those days are gone. Again, just since we haven't talked to you in a while and people listening, maybe they haven't heard you talk, just your love for hockey. I mean, that has certainly always been there. And just how all that, like, and just how much you've embraced the Predators over the years, for sure.
Yeah, when you're a young kid growing up in rural Canada, like, they don't give you much of a choice. There's not a whole lot else to do, you know. And hockey was just such a massive part of my life growing up, and just thought about it and played at every turn I could get. If it wasn't pond hockey in the winter, it was roller hockey in the summer, and that's always stayed with me. And then moving here, like, this is the closest. The only time I've lived in an NHL city was in 2000, started in 2004. So, like, I mean, you guys know you could go downtown and buy a ticket for $10 and be in the lower bowl by the second period. And, you know, I'm not saying I did that. I'm saying I know people that did. And, you know, just was this growing thing that I wanted to be part of, and living here and playing open hockey and you know, meeting a bunch of the players and doing stuff with the team. I've spoke at the prospects camp, which was insane. Pretty good buddies with Scotty Nickel, and I would go down to training camp every year and get to watch that. And it's just an unbelievable thing for me to experience as a diehard hockey fan, diehard Predators fan. Now, I can live anywhere in the world because I fly for a living and travel for a living, but I choose here. I love it here. The community embraced me, and I feel I did that right back. And I do a bunch of stuff with the team, whether it's the bowling tournament or the golf tournament, Mike Fisher's clay pigeon shoot, and raise money for a bunch of really cool causes and get the word out on some really cool stuff. It's just been an amazing time for me, and the Predators have treated me very well. And I, in turn, I feel have tried to, you know, treat them very well, and they're, you know, just a really popular franchise, a great hockey franchise. And you know, like, this is a destination for hockey fans to come here and win or lose. You pour out onto Broadway. Like, is there a better location for an arena? I don't think there is in the entire NHL. And yeah, it's just, I love hockey. I love the community of hockey and the people within it. And that's what we're celebrating at the Home Base Freakout, just the amazing people that make this community special.
The Home Base Freakout is all ages, 7 o'clock. It's the night before the Stadium Series game, so that's Friday night, a week from tomorrow. The Renegades of Puck Tailgate Brewery, that's going to be the place to go. No cover. ID is required, obviously, to get in there. So that's it's something that will be a great gathering the night before the big event here. Eric Young is with us, professional wrestler here. So, Eric, as you mentioned, you grew up in Canada. So who was your favorite team? Like, I'm always curious. Like, C. Mace grew up in Red Deer, Alberta, sort of between Edmonton and Calgary, but he was more of a Calgary Flames fan. But so what about you?
Yeah, so I grew up, like, almost on the border of Detroit, Michigan, and Canada. Half of my friends growing up were Red Wings fans, and the other half were Maple Leafs fans. And so I was a Maple Leafs fan my whole life. They have not made it easy. Have yet to win a Stanley Cup since I've been alive. That's difficult. But I can remember being so emotionally invested in 1993, and Wayne Gretzky broke my heart. I will never forgive him. I will fist fight Wayne Gretzky if I ever see him in person for that. That stings. It sits deep. But, yeah, I still follow them religiously. I'm like, I coined myself a hockey psycho. I'll watch, because of technology, I'll watch anywhere from 200 to 300 games a year. I'll be in Scotland wrestling, and I set my alarm for 4 a.m. and get up and do cardio so I won't miss a game, because I'm a crazy person. But, yeah, I just love the sport. I liken it to pro wrestling in a lot of ways. It's like, you can't understand how cool it is until you see it live. You know, both products make most of their money by being on TV, and it is a television product. But in the end, you can't fully understand how good hockey is until you see it live. And I think that was the big trick for the Predators when they first got here, was getting people in the building. And they did that. They set the bar for what a live game experience is. Vegas took that model and ran with it, and now they're killing it. But the Preds were the first to do that, you know. And I can say, as a guy from Canada and have friends that come and visit me all the time, and they go to a game and they're just completely blown away with how amazing it is, win, lose, or draw. Like, in the end, it doesn't matter. It's an experience, and that's what it should always be for that kind of money. People spending money to go to the game, whether they win or lose, you should have a good time and remember it regardless. But, yeah, grew up a Maple Leafs fan, love hockey, love all teams, love players, like just love talking about it, thinking about it. Like I said, I'm a failed hockey player. That's what I wanted my life to be, and I'm a rotten hockey player, if we're being completely honest. I'm terrible at it, but I still love it and still play today.
Man, that's really, really cool. So, Eric, really looking forward to seeing you that night before on Friday. This is going to be a great event. And once again, we just want to let people know, on behalf of the Renegades of Puck, who, by the way, they get after it. I mean, they are fun. You talk about people that love hockey like yourself, Eric. Yeah. I mean, it's just great to talk hockey with those guys, about the team, about the game coming up. It's just going to be really cool. And then this great list of former players, Mace, Skillsy, Mike Fisher, Stu Grimson, Ryan Smith, as we mentioned, Bobby Ryan. So this is going to be really, really fun. No cover, 7 o'clock the night before the game at Tailgate Brewery.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I hope everyone comes. You know, are selling the hockey is for everyone, and that's what we're hoping to promote. And we want everyone there to just have a good time and mingle with some people that, you know, you've watched play or listen on the radio or whatever it is. There'll be people from all walks of life and all corners of hockey media and hockey players and hockey celebrities. And the NHL Network guy, Steve Mayer, and Matt Hutchison might come by. I'm pretty pleased with them, and I invited them again. The Spittin' Chicklets boys, Ryan Whitney and R.A., are going to be in town. I invited them, and we'll see. They're a tricky bunch. They might be in there. We got a bunch of surprises as well, man. It's going to be an amazing night. I hope to see you guys all there.
Oh, it's going to be great. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us. Great stuff. And for more information, you can go to renegadesofpuck.com to get all the details of the party. But we'll see everybody there a week from Friday. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today. All right. I guess we lost him. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will get into the show. D-Mace was taking a look at something that was going on FS1 there. We're going to have to investigate this during the break about Mr. Brady. All right, stay tuned. We're coming back.